sugya on the Gimel with Aleph. It's a very famous sugya in terms of longness, and has some very, very real ramifications, halacha l'maisa. So it starts continuing certain aspects of shlichos we've been talking about for a while, but it's going to quickly get out of the realm of shlichos into another somewhat related topic, the topic of edus. So it comes to Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel with Aleph. It's in the middle, I guess, better from the middle white size lines. So it's the third of those lines that are two dots. Itmar. So we learned as follows. Rav Amar Shaliach Nasa Eid. Rav says that if a person appoints someone as a Shaliach to bring Kiddush to somebody, so that Shaliach can turn around and also be the Eid. So you could wear two hats. Since we know that Kiddush requires two Eidim, without not only do you need to aid them just to make sure that the woman is actually Kiddushes, but even if everybody agrees, even if he agrees, she agrees, without Eidim, so the entire Kiddush is Batul Mavutol. So Rav says that the Shaliach can not only be a Shaliach, he can be an aid as well. The Bei Rabbi Sheila Amrei, the Yeshiva Rabbi Sheila, they said, Angel of not say that's not true, that a Shaliach cannot be an aid. So yes, one more time, the Bei Rabbi Sheila. What's wrong with the Shaliach? Why we disqualify the Shaliach? So Ilema, if you want to say, Mishum Delo Amalei Haver the aid, maybe the reason is that he wasn't appointed formally as an aid. The Gemara says, really, is that a problem? Lameyapta, would anybody say, Kiddush Isha B'fnei Shnayim? What if you get about a case of a shliach, a regular case, Reuben, Yisrochel, a ring, there are two people there, and he doesn't designate them as Eidim, Hachinami, the law of the Kiddush, would anybody in the right mind ever say that the Kiddush is not valid? That's ridiculous. As long as there were two Eidim who saw the Kiddush, whether they were appointed or not, is totally irrelevant. So obviously that's not the reason for Rabbi Sheila. So what is the reason? So the Gemara is going to give a whole other reason, which is really going to be hopefully the next week. When the next thing will be this year, next day, that I can't tell you, but that's going to be hopefully the next exam, the next year. So what we want to extract from this Shabbat at this point is that what the Gemara considers to be absolutely absurd, an untenable position. Nobody would ever dream of saying that you have to appoint Eidim for the purpose of Kiddushin. Kiddushin, of course, are going to take place even without the formal appointment of Eidim. So there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect between what the Gemara says explicitly, and everybody knows that every wedding today, every Jewish wedding today has Yichud Eidim. The person gets up and he announces, we are hereby designating Reuben and Shimon as the Eidei Kiddushin. So what happened? Where did that come from? Where in the world did that change? The Gemara says, it's crazy, you don't need it, it's absurd, no one ever dreamed of such a thing. How come that's become standard in every chasna today, what we call today in Halacha Yichud Eidim? So we'll try to get a little bit of a background to what changed in the last 700 years, where exactly this practice came from. And this is going to open up for us in a major, major sukkah in terms of lomdus with applications l'maisa. This principle called Yichud Eidim, or perhaps the lack thereof. So the sukkah of Yichud Eidim really doesn't begin in Kiddush Mem Gimel. It was just in passing Kiddush Mem Gimel. The sukkah actually really has its roots in Maseches Machos. On the Chayla Beis, the Rav Menal, Maseches Machos. So the Mishnah Maseches Machos and the Pehmed Beis is commenting on a seemingly superfluous phrase in Parsha Shoftim. The Torah tells us the institution of two Eidim. So the Torah says, Apishnayim Eidim O Shlosha Eidim. So it mentions either you have two Eidim or you have three Eidim. So obviously that second phrase is superfluous. If I already know that two is good, so what's the Chiddush HaTorah of three? So the Tanoim have one drasha after another drasha, another drasha, as to what is derived from that seemingly unnecessary phrase. So if you take a look at the Mishnah on the bottom of Hamad Beis, Afishnaim Eidim, Ashlosh Eidim, Yumas Ameis, Imis Kayemas Eidus Vishnaim. We already know that Eidus is acceptable with two Eidim. Lama Partachasa Vishlosha. What's the significance of Talabi the third Eid? So after a few different interpretations of the Tanoim, we're going to pick it up from two lines from the bottom of the Mishnah, the bottom of Hamad Beis. Umashnayim nimtza echamayim karav apostol edusan betela avshlosha nimtza echamayim karav apostol edusan betela. But the reason why the Torah says two Eidim and then repeats three Eidim is to teach me there's a hekesh between two and three. Just as by two Eidim, if it turns out that one of the Eidim is disqualified, either because they're a relative or because they're a Russia or Gaza, whatever the case may be. So obviously if you start out with two and one gets bumped out, so you end up with one. That's no good. So too, if you start out with three and one gets bumped out, one turns out to be a relative. So I would have thought, what's the big deal? So throw them out. And we still have two valid Eidim left. So that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Now, Shlosha is compared to Shnayim. Just as by Shnayim, by two Eidim, so one gets disqualified, that throws out the whole case. So 2 by 3 Edom, notwithstanding the fact that the Maisa were left with 2 Edom, it doesn't matter. This is the source for the din of Nimsa Echad Edom Krovim Apsulim. So that's the din that the Mishnah teaches us. The Nimsa Echad Edom Krovim Apostle, the Edusin is Batal. It doesn't matter whether 2 Edom, 3 Edom, 100 Edom, 1,000, 1,000,000 Edom, if 1 Edom, the whole group, gets bumped out, so that throws everybody out the window as well. That's the basic din that's taught us in the Mishnah on the Hamid Beis. So there is a famous question that all the Mishnah have on, and we'll just see the way Tosos presents the question on the Vav Amud Aleph. Marcus Vav Amud Aleph, the bottom of Tosos. So Kosha, the very bottom of Tosos, they ask Kosha, Heich Matzini Adenev Radmeinu. That phrase, Heich Matzini Adenev Radmeinu, is a phrase that comes in the Gemara, which basically means, how are we able to stand up? How are we able to survive? What we're doing seems to be dead wrong. So, where are our hands and feet? How do we ever find to defend ourselves? Kishenosim get. Sheyesh b'mayim akrovim. He says, it's very common when a get is given. Their relatives who are present at the time of the get. And we should say as follows. A get requires 2 edim. So you have to have edim. We see when we pass it to edim. We have to witness the giving of the get. We should say, the edim is akshayim batel. We should say that the whole edim is batel. If the din is that you need Edom Ksherim, clearly one of the Edom is possible. So we should say, Nimtze Echem and Edom Krovim Psulim, the entire group is thrown out the window. So even though Tosas formulates this question concerning a get, other Rishonim ask the question, almost identical question, concerning Kedushin. Because it's really the same question. The requirement for Edom for get, the requirement for Edom Kedushin is the same requirement. Because it says the word Dovar in the parish of Kidney Kedushin, Kibbutz whoever is Dovar. And it uses the word davar by Fishnai Medim Shon Yochum Davar. So we have a tradition, we have a Gzeva Shav, Halach Vashem Sinai. It's called Davar Davar Mimamon, just as Mamon is required to Edim, so to Davar Sheva Erva, both in the realm of Kedushin and Gittin require Edim. So Tosus poses the question, phrases the question vis-a-vis Gittin. Now that we show them, extend the question to Kedushin as well. Namely, how does any marriage ever take place? All Kedushin should be possible with the wife, because inevitably under the Chuppah, the father's there, the cousin's there, the uncle's there, the photographer maybe not from there. You know, a lot of people under the chuppah, a lot of people watching and giving it a ring, and they're not all kosher the edos. And if that's the case, we should plug in the rule. Nimse echud edim karva psulim, and the entire condition should be a mekadosh po edim, which should be bafla luvotul. So that's the question we have to deal with. That's that question, it's the question, all the Rishon involved with this kasha. What happened to the rule of nimse echud edim karva psulim? So in order to answer this question, we're going to go down multiple routes in the Rishonim. The first one, which may take up the whole shiur today, is going to be Shitas HaTosfos. So Tosfos, who posed the question, Tosfos attempts an answer, but the background to the answer needs a little bit of introduction. Namely, there's a fundamental question. When we speak about a group of Edim, one Ed disqualifying the others, what exactly do we mean by that? What constitutes a group of Edom? What creates the unit of Edom? So, what creates the unit of Edom? L'chora, we have to re-ask the question, namely, well, what makes up Edos in the first place? Whatever is the definition of what Edos is, Mestama, that's what creates the unit between the multiple Edom. So what is it? What is the process? What is the part of Edos that's critical to Edos? So if you think about it, you can really break down every Edos into two categories. There is the Re'iyas HaMaaseh, the seeing of the visualizing the event, either the case of the Kedushin, or the Ritzich, or the Gnei, whatever the case may be. There's Re'iyas HaMaaseh, and then there's the Hagadah B'Beis Din, and then the fact that the Edom saw what they saw, and then a day, week, month, year, later, whatever it is, they make their way to B'Beis Din, and they testify about what they saw. So that's the Shas HaGadah's Edos. So there are halachas that govern Re'iyas HaMaaseh, and there are the halachas that govern Shas HaGadah's Edos. Yesh Lodun, Yesh Lachor, basic fundamental question, what is it about this din of Nimtzech or Apostle that poses a problem? Do we define Nimtzech with Edom Krovim Psulim, multiple Edom that saw together, that experienced the Re'iyas HaMaaseh together? Or do we say no, that Nimtzech and Edom Krovim Apostle are Edom who are made together, who are Magid, they gave HaGadah's Edos with Edom together? Which moment of truth of Edos does this halacha depend upon? So again, everyone agrees that in order for an Edus to play out, you need two stages. You need Re'iyas HaMaaseh as well as HaGadah's Edus. But for this din of Nimtzeh Echad Edom Krovim Apostle, this is Ve'eser Kosov, it's unclear whether this is a function of simply Re'iyas HaMaaseh, but this requires a real bona fide HaGadah's Edus Mebeis. That's the fundamental question. So the Chora, if you take a stand on this issue, and if you think that the only thing that really matters to create Nimtzah Meir Mekom Apostle is Avod of a Beis Din, so then all these questions are about to fall by the wayside. In fact, there's a kasha, happily every machshir yet, there are relatives there. So who says this every Avod of a Beis Din? Since when does it get make its way to Beis Din? One in 1,000 cases. So in 20 years from now, someone's going to go to Beis Din and figure out if it's doing really big regression or not. So we have to dig up the Eidim.
Can that really be the Chakira if not all Eidim has a Haggadah of a Beis Din?
Okay. You're already adding a connection to Chakira. Hold on, hang on for a second. So let's stick to regular Eidim for a second. Let's work in the realm of regulars, because again, this Pasuk is talking about regular Eidim. Hapishnai Eidim Yomus Amez. It's talking about Eidim the Nefashis, the Imamunis. So it's talking about regular Eidim. So regular Eidim does have two parts. So maybe one could argue that this Gzeres HaKlosov, that we view the Eidim as one unit, and therefore all for one, one for all, that's only true if they're made and based in. But if they're merely Eid HaRoeh, maybe that's not true. So Tosus actually suggests this idea. Tosus says they think that that's the correct answer. So if you take a look at that Tosus that we started out with, the bottom Tosus, Shmuel HaMalach HaRviyah, you see? So Tosus says in the third line, of that Tosus, the middle of the Tosus, L'chein Yerulari, the Gamla of Yosef, leave Rabbi Yosef for a little while, L'omru Deidusa V'teila, when do we say, Nimtzeh and Eivu Karv Apostle, the Eidus is thrown out, L'davka V'osan Shem'even B'fnei Beis Din, that's only true for Eidim who were made in Beis Din, V'b'shvil Re'il L'chud Aloi, but Eidim who are just merely Eid HaRoeh, that's not enough to call them Nimtzeh and Eivu Karv Apostle, and that's going to solve the problem of getting the Kedushim. That's Tosus HaMalach. This is the Shifei V'shita Sari.
Nowadays, when a get is given, it's in front of a Beis Din?
It could or could not be in front of a Beis Din. But when we're talking about, the Eidim don't come later to testify in Beis Din. When Tosfos is saying that the Eidim are going to ruin it because they're going to testify Beis Din, because 20 years from now, someone's going to be want to know. It's the woman of Gresha, so the Eidim are going to come in. So Lemaisa, there is a big much like Zephoskim, whether a get mamish requires a real Maisa Beis Din. Our meaning is we do the Maisa given in front of a Beis Din. But it's not so posh that that's really necessary.
But
that's not what Tosus is talking about. Tosus is talking about that there was a get that was given in front of 100 people, whatever it was, and there were kosher Eidim, there were apostle Eidim, they were all hanging out together. And Tosus says that if and when these Eidim walk into Beis Din, the Kshim, the Psul walk into Beis Din together 20 years from now, that's going to be a big problem. But if no one walks into Beis Din, everything's okay, everything's great.
I'm just asking, so nowadays when it is in front of a Beis Din,
but there's
still
no good
answer the question.
No, but there's no good as Eidus in front of the Beis Din.
Because
it could be that it could be it could be that a Beis Din is a necessary prerequisite for the giving of a get. That's what some poskim claim. Some achrim claim lohayu vam yom. Other achrim claim it's a din deraisa. That's a short, small discrepancy between the two. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our source, this is Tosfos' suggestion. So we have to test this theory of Tosfos and see. Is this really true? If this is going to solve the world's problems, is it really correct enough? So let's take a look at the Gemara in Makas Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Learn a little bit of the sugya together. So come to the Gemara in the middle of Vav Amud Aleph, right back in the middle of the page. First little line is Ba. Amalei Papali Abayi. So a Papa posed a very strange question to Abayi. According to what you just told me, that there's a din of Nimtze Echen Karav Apostle that disqualifies the entire Eidus. Elameata Harug Yatzil. Every murder, the murderer should get off scot free. Why should the murderer get off scot free? Because there's an eighth apostle who sees every murder. It's a funny kasha. Who's the eighth apostle who sees every murder?
The person who's killed.
The victim. He saw the murder. He saw the person coming to attack him. He saw him pulling out a knife. He saw him about to kill him. So he saw the, in effect, the Ritzicha. So he's an aid apostle. Not true. There are two other aidim who are also watching the murder. So those two aidim are joining, the linking together with the harug, with the victim. And that should be a problem of Nimtzeh Le'Eivim Karv Apostle. That's the kasher of Papa Post to Abai.
We get going to Beis
Din. We're getting to Beis Din. There's going to be a problem for Tosfos, right? So again, we put forward Tosfos Mahalach. Now we're going to be testing Tosfos Mahalach.
Why is he puzzled?
So you wonder, why is the victim puzzled? Oh, that's what you ask, Bob Kasha. Why is the victim puzzled?
It wasn't meant as a Bob Kasha, just nobody understands
it. What?
It wasn't meant as a kasha.
No, it's a bomb kasha. It's a very, very serious kasha. So if you take a look at Tosfos, I wasn't going to do this Tosfos, but you mentioned it with Tosfos. There's a small Tosfos in Bava Menalev. Elamiyata Hor Gyatzil. It's a very, very small Tosfos. The first that tells them on the white lines. Perishu Baldin. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you why the Horeg is Yatzil. Because he's a player in the case. He's a Baldin. So a Baldin can't be an A. Imagine, I'm going to walk to Beis Din and say, I'd like to testify that Reuven broke my window. I can come to Beis Din as a Teveya. I can come to Beis Din with a claim, as a litigant. I can't come to Beis Din as a witness about my own case. So, I was thinking about this a little bit in the news. Very, very bizarre. Very, very Londish shadow. They're talking about whether it's possible for a president to pardon himself. There's a hakira of the news the other day, am I correct?
Constitutional crisis.
Yes, I was trying to think about what is the nature of that suffering. Don't worry, I didn't spend too much time thinking. So comes does and says that the Baldin, if you yourself are involved in the case, but you can be an aid, it's a joke. To be a dying of yourself, that's obviously absurd. Even to be an aid about yourself, that's ridiculous. So Tosa says that's the reason why the Gemara thought that the Harik should be absent. Inam, he says Tosa. If Neshu Sone. Maybe the reason why he's puzzled is because he hates the Ratzach. Probably hates the Ratzach. The Sony puzzled the Eidos. After all, we all know, the Sony is puzzled the Eidos. What's the problem with this Tosfos? Yeah, it's not so sure that's true. That the Sony is puzzled the Eidos. Actually, Machlokes at Tanoi, the Rabbi Yehuda Chacham, whether the Sony is really puzzled the Eidos or not. So it could be that Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda Chacham, is about, if you're not such a big Sony. The Gemara says, what's a Sony? You haven't spoken to someone in a few days. You're bragging at somebody a little bit. You're angry at somebody a little bit. So that's the Machlokes. Would you mamish go and testify falsely against them? But if you haven't called it Allah a Sony Gomor, maybe everybody agrees it's possibly a Sony. So it's hard to conjure up an image of a greater Sony Gomor than the person who kills you. So maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's the shot. It's Machlokes at the time, whether Sony's puzzle or an Oevis puzzle. So some poskim write, if a guy is a Sone Gomor, he's possible. If he's an Oev Gomor, he's possible. You have to figure out what's called an Oev, what's called Sone Gomor. I remember I was once, many years ago, I was still a Bacha, I was called up to be an aid Kiddushin with my illustrious roommate, Rabbi Rav Shlita. Many of you, some of you may know him. Okay, so I'm sure he's a very, very colorful personality. So we were both called up to be aided together. We were roommates at the time. So as we were walking up, he commented to me, he thinks that we're possibly aiders to each other. Why? He says he's not sure, but sometimes we're all from Gemurim, sometimes we're son of Gemurim, depending on the night in the door. So it was only a joke, we still remained together. Okay. So comes to us and says that it's very obvious that the Harg is possible. We're not exactly sure why, but possible for some reason. So therefore, our Papa's question stands. So, El Miyat the Harg Yatzel. So he answers the Gemara, go back to the Gemara. The Gemara took the question with Yatmel seriousness. The Gemara says, you're right. Kishahar Gomechoy Rav. The Gemara says, Hochel Mayaskinon, that the victim didn't see the murderer. He killed him from the back. So then the Gemara goes on to ask other kashas about Nirva Yatzel, Shor. Then the Gemara continues, Horeg Yatzilu. Listen to this kasha. He says, forget about the victim. The murderer himself should be the eighth apostle. The murderer can't be made about himself. That's for sure. It can be made. Other first can be made against themselves. So comes a pup and reformulates the kasha. Says, you want to tell me a story that the victim is not an aid because he was killed in the back. He didn't see the murderer. It's also not from the Kabbal. But what about the Harig, the Reitzach himself? He should be the aid apostle. Well, that was a kasha.
There's nothing about him than him. I mean, he's the guy who's the accused.
Right. No, and he's apostle to be an aid. So he should be the Nimtzech and Karb apostle, right?
No, but we should remove him.
You're mechavin to the rush. You're already kind of steps ahead of us. So the Gemara is calling this Karb apostle. So then he's giving a shtickle Torah why this is not called a Karb apostle. But the Gemara's kasha was clearly it is. The Gemara says he's a mamash apostle. So listen to Abai's response was, you have to listen. Ishtik, he was quiet. He didn't have anything. So Rav Papa had stumped Abai. He also came to Rava. When Rav Papa then came to learn by Rava, Amalei Rava answered the problem. Rava refuted all of Rav Papa's kashas. Amalei Yokum Dover. The pasuk says Apishnai Veidav Shloshim Yokum Dover. So Yokum Dover means the word will be established. Answered the Gemara B'Mekayme Dover Hakosav Medaver. That the Torah is only speaking about Mekayme Dover. Only those Eidim who are Mekayim as a Devarim. And therefore, all your kashas fall by the wayside. Both the Hayrek, the Horu, the Ritzach, the Robe, the Dura, everybody go fall by the wayside. But that's not included in this parish, and it's the cost of Yop and Dov, but carried over across the down there. At Kandibi Hagamar. So what in the world does that mean? What in the world is the meaning of that conclusion that Rav said? So let's take a look back to the Tosfos of back to us. So Tosfos just got finished saying, go back again, Lechein Yerimari, back to that line again. Figam Rav Yossi, La'omru, De'edusim B'teila, El'adavka Be'osim Shavidim B'fnei Be'ezim, B'shur Yil L'chudloid. So the Re suggested that the Medem Arvurim, there's a din of Nimtz Echekar apostle. That's only when you're an Eid HaMeyid, but if you're an Eid HaRolano. What was the Gemara talking about? Where's the kasha? The victim is going to be the apostle. Where's the victim going exactly? He just got killed. He's coming to be made. So obviously the horig is not an Eda made, and the Gemara still thought to ask the kasha. So Tosi says, you see, for me, the reef shot is not correct. The Re's whole thrust, the Re's behalach, to defend every kedushin, every gittin, every get, is based on the fact that there's no eid made. It's just an eid haroeh. Frek Tosfos, the insufficient one. If the Re is so right, then why do you wear the kasha in the first place? So comes the Re and turns the kasha into a teretz, not only into a teretz, turns it into a raya to his malach. So Tosfos continues. So and then the Re said, "Devada mitchila yasavra ashas v'biyasi." I don't want to talk about Rav Yossi yet. It throws things off a little bit. Kinami einan boim hoy v'beis. Then they do some potato. Ino kinami zok deri. In the half of the Gemara, the Gemara posed these questions. Rav Papa thought, Munach had those questions of Rav Papa, that even an Eid HaRoa could disqualify the entire Kach and disqualify the entire group of Eidim. But, umishan, even the Gemara finally answers, the Mekai Medover Kosa Medaber, Kloimar, Kishaboyim lekayim adov bevezdin. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Nimtzach amein karav apostle dusim b'teila. Boom. Says Tosfos. What started as a kasha turns out to be a raya. Namely, it's exactly what the Gemara meant in that cryptic statement. The mekayim adov akos adav. You know what mekayim adov akos adav means? That's a code phrase for ein hameyid, not ein haroa. So the Gemara thought that ein haroa is enough to disqualify the entire group. Kamash Balon, it's not true. It's a flea. Havamina, Kamash Balon, you need an Eina Meir, which is exactly what the Re said. And now the Re turns his Gemara in his favor, because now he even has a Pasuk for it. He has a Mokka for it. How do you know? How did Chazal figure this secret out? That Nimtzeh Chara Pasuk only applies to an Eina Meir. There it is, two magic words. Yokum Dover, the Mekayim Dover. And only an Eina Meir is called the Mekayim Dover. Eina Roet, he didn't finish the job. That's not called the Mekayim Dover. Mekayim Dover is the connotation. The guy who finishes, the Makam Patish, does the Mekayim Dover. So Ad Kan Devery, Gevaldik, Meridik. So the Re started out with this Bob Kasha. How do we, anyone ever get married? He's getting his Manazet. They're crowing, all flying around. So comes the Re and says, no, Eda Meir versus Eda Roa. Frek Toys Akasha, it's against the Gemara. And for the Re, it's against the Havmina of the Gemara. That's good to be against the Havmina. Because when you're against the Havmina, that means you're for the Maskara. That's how the Re learns the Shafatat. So comes Tosfos, and it's still not done with the Re. And again, this is all the background, the background, the background. Eventually, get us back to Kedushin of the Re. Comes Tosfos, and it's still not finished with the Re. I'll tell you why, says Tosfos. Because we have to go back to the top of Makkos Rabbah Lamed Aleph and read the Mishnah a little bit further. If you take a look at Vav Lamed Aleph, the Emosai, it's four lines. Of the time, the Emosai. This is Rav Yudah Nasi speaking. Not everyone agrees to Rav Yudah Nasi speaking. The Emosai. Bizman shehisru bahem. When do we say that Nimtze Echav Eidim Karav Apostle disqualifies all the other Eidim? So Rav Yudah Nasi has a Chiddush Gadol. He says it's only true if there was Hasra that was given by all the Eidim. He's saying that the Apostle Eidim participated. They didn't just watch the murder, but they actively participated by giving Hasra. Then I can understand that they join together and it disqualifies. Abab is manshul hisraben. But what if they weren't master? What if they just happened to be walking on the street? So you're going to tell me, says Rebbe, hayitochein, there would be a din of nimse echad eidim karav apostle? How could you say such a thing, says Rebbe? Mayaseh shtei achin shiro be'echad shaharges hanefesh. He says, What are you going to do? You tell me. It happened to be Reuben killed Shimon, and Nebuch, there were two brothers standing there and watching. So you're going to tell me that, sorry, the whole Eidus is gone. There are 100 people who saw it, and in the crowd of people who saw the killing, there were two brothers. So according to your understanding, Nim 7 or Eidim, Kovah Apostle plus, even without anybody giving us Ra, without the Eidim still giving us Ra, you're going to tell me that? It's wild. It doesn't make any sense. How you tell it? It's counterintuitive. How can the Torah set up such a model that the murderer is going to go up scot-free because Nebuch in the crowd of 10,000 people there were two brothers? It can't be. That was Rebbe's time. Yossi didn't think that was such a good time. Again, we're not learning that part of the sugya right now. But I just want to understand Rebbe's time. I want to understand Rebbe's critique. I want to understand Rebbe's attack. Rebbe is arguing and saying the din, the way you're formulating Nimtzeh HaPosel as a total complete halacha, even without anyone apostle giving us ra, just cannot be possible. Because Mayasu Shnei Achid Shiro Vechad Sharanis Enafish. What's going to be? You're going to let a murderer get off scot free. What do you think about Rebbe's day?
Obviously, he's worried about Riya Samaisa.
Oh. It's Rebbe's taina, the chayra, only makes any amount of sense if we're already mixing the Eidus by Riya Samaisa itself. Because if everybody agrees that the din of Nimtze Echad Kavah Apostle doesn't kick in until Haggadah of Eis Din, so we have a very simple way of preventing this terrible phenomenon of Echad, Shnei Achim. What do? We tell the Achim, please don't come to Beis Din. So we'll say that just don't show up in Beis Din. So just for the fact that Rebbe, again, we're trying to analyze a din that Rebbe is rejecting, or at least limiting severely. But through the eyes of Rebbe's critique of the din, we're learning a whole lot about the din itself. So to say that the din of Nimtzei Echad Kavah Apostle is limited only to an Eid HaMeid doesn't seem to be subject to the critique of Rebbe. So Tosus runs into trouble. Tosus gets into problems. So comes Tosus, continues, three lines at the bottom, that same Tosus, the bottom Tosus, Shmuel. V'im Taimer. Im Kain, if we're right, says Tosus, like the Re, can the Re offer his answer to defend the Minhag HaOlam by getting a conviction? And he supported, he was rejected, he was asked upon, he was attacked by Rav Papa's Taimer about Har Yatzil. He defended himself by saying that was goof for the Shachvatar and that the Maskana Sigmar supports him. And now Tosus turns around and says, wait a second, if you read right, Imkei my parakhli, yeah, what's the Gemara's kasha? May I say Shneyachin? For ain't shum chashosha. Just keep the puzzle guy out of Beisdin. Keep it Birashti, what's the big deal? So says Tosus, the Eshloimar, not so simple to keep the puzzle guy out of Beisdin. We should depam him Shloyeda Zebazer. Says the Rebbe, I'm still right. And Rebbe's critique is still a critique. Hope you're not as strong as we thought it was. It's still a valid critique. Why? When Rebbe said, if you're right, you Rebbe Yosi, you're right, that Nimtzei Echad Kavah Apostle applies even without Hasra being given by the Apostle, you're opening yourself up for the possibility of getting a murderer off scot-free. Because it could be there are psulim in the crowd. There are two brothers in the crowd. And one brother doesn't know that the first brother was made. One brother was made at 8 o'clock in the morning. The other guy's coming at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He doesn't know that he was made. And therefore, it's still possible you're going to end up letting a murderer get off scot-free. And that's impossible. And therefore, the din must be not the way you formulated it. So the Re, again, we took a little bit of the oomph out of Rebbe's critique. But it's still doable. It's still passable. It's still tenable, what Rebbe is saying. So Rebbe is not focusing just on the Re'iyah, even though that's a simple wash of text of Rebbe. But what he really means to say is, Mayas Shneachin Sharo B'Yachod, and they're doing their civil duty, they're coming to testify in Beis Din. So each one thinks they're doing the right thing, they're coming to testify in Beis Din. So if I saw it, how's the phrase go? If you see something, say something. So they saw something, they saw a murder, now they come to the base, and then they report the murder. And by doing so, they're going to end up causing the murder to get up scot-free, because one's going to come at 8, one's going to come at 3, and it's going to be a disaster. So the Re is still comfortable with his pshat. So he used this pshat to answer the kasha, how do we mash get in condition? He was attacked by the kasha from Rav Papa's kashas. He defended himself by saying, that's the maskara, that's the Nukai Midover. So it's just the kasha of the Re. What do you do with Rebbe's critique of the din? And Tos says, yeah, we can still live with Rebbe's critique, not with the Re.
You know,
not to come at the same time.
Here comes that vicious bomb. Second bomb, gosh, I know we meant it as a bomb, but it's a bomb one again. Wait, hold. Let's get into the inner workings of the Reed for a second. Let's assume, we're going to play devil's advocate, assume the Reed's right, that the only time we say Nimtzecher Apostle is when the Edom are made in Beis Din. What does that mean, they are made in Beis Din? What do those words mean? That means they're made together as a calf, as a group in Beis Din? Or does that mean that one is made today, and the other is made in 30 years from now, and Beis Din connects the dots and adds up later, and says, oh, by golly, we got Edom Suvim here. What's the chance? So, l'chora, just from pure logic, I would say, Nimtze Echad min ha'edim, Krovim Suvim, is presupposing they're a group. So what defines a group? If they're made together, they come with Asachas, one's made at the same time as the other fellow, maybe you can argue that would be cool, that's the reshoot. But if you're already going down the line of the Re, and you're going to tell me that yeah, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Din, but it doesn't have to be the Vasachas, that seems to be a big, big stretch. That seems to be very, very difficult to swallow. So you want to reject the Re altogether and say, it's not to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Din, it's just a function of Re'iyah, Zolzan. But once you're entering into the world view of the Re, that everything revolves around HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Din, so L'chora, the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Din, means Vasachas Mamish. So if that's true, that makes the Re's response almost untenable. Because what the Re now has to go back to Rebbe Yehuda Nasi's critique and say, oh yeah, if you're going to invoke the din of Nimtzecher Apostle, look at the terrible mixture that's going to happen. Two brothers are going to walk at the Beis Din together and be made. Why? Why in the world would two brothers be so foolish to be made and Beis Din together? So obviously, the only way for the Reed to make any sense, them to live up, to be able to withstand the critique of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Reed has to modify his sheet a little bit. He has to say, yes, it's true, I insist that they have to each one be an Edom Meid, but to say they have to be an Edom Meid with Vasachas Mamish, that's already too much. That's already too much for us to swallow. So now we're walking a very, very fine line, because we have almost three different ways of measuring whether Edom are combining together to pose problems. One is to say Edom Roet, if they saw it together, that's enough. So the Re says, forget it, that's wrong. Get the condition proof, that's wrong. That's not okay. Edom Roet, scratch it. That was having the Rav Papa, scratch it, it's wrong. So the Re says, we must go down the route of Edom Eid. So I would have said Edom Eid, if you're already going down the route of Edom Eid, then you have to be Eid with Asachas. So the Re says, that's ridiculous, that can't be. Because if that would be true, then Rabbi Danos' Kasha wouldn't have even got off the ground.
Why can't we do an intermediate way? Whereas that the Re'iyah sort of links them together. So
Okay. You're ready starting the ball rolling a little bit. You're ready starting the ball with Tosis already, okay? You're ready almost at the answer. So Tosis is searching for what is the Mitzarif. Which Nakuda, which moment in time is the Mitzarif? To say you need Re'iyah itself, and that's the Mitzarif, can't be getting a condition to disprove that. Makamadava disproves that. So we're clearly in the parasha of Haggadah Beis Din. What's called HaGadah B'Beis Din? So again, I would have thought HaGadah B'Beis Din means X, but it can't be an X. It can't mean Vasachas Mamish, because then the whole Rabbi Danos' Kasha doesn't make any sense. So it's got to be almost this middle ground. HaGadah B'Beis Din, yeah, of Vasachas Nei. That's the only way to be the Gemara, is according to the Ring. So we're Mamish, we're creating Din D'Oraisa here. Trying to be Magda properly with Mekayim Dover, because according to the Re, everything hinges on those magic words, Mekayim Dover, Kos V'Daber. That's the word, that those are the words that Torah Kadosh uses when it presents the din of Shnai Meshloshim. So the Torah says Shnai Meshloshim, Kum Talach Meshloshim, Kum Talach Meshloshim, says that Lahak Shloshim L'Shnayim. So Shnayim Nitzachar Apostle of Shloshim Nitzachar Apostle. The Torah limits it with the magic words Mekayim Dover. The Re-Lim Shat, that means Eid HaMehid. So now we're trying to fine-tune, Vos Eid HaMehid, what's an Eid HaMehid? Is an Eid HaMehid with Vasachas, not Vasachas? The Re said, it's clear from the Shabbatai of Rebbe, from the discussion of Rebbe in the Mishnah, it can't mean Vasachas Namish. Okay, Echmin Makabal. You know, Misvara, I would have thought otherwise, but you know, I'm willing to be Mavakim myself to the Re. I'm always willing to be myself to the Re, but here I got a Kasha. This new Adara of the Re, this new moment of truth, of combining Edom into a group, Haggad the year of a Vasachas, fished, you don't need Vasachas. This is a very, very troublesome, very, very, very disturbing Haggadara. This is a very, very, this fine line is walking a tightrope we're about to tip off the edge of the tightrope. Because that idea of saying, Haggadah is Mitzarev, but it doesn't have to be Basachas, that's okay. L'chor, that's against the Gemara. And against the Gemara, on Makas, guess what? Levavah Menav. It's all the same. I remember when I was in Rav Ulrich, the first year in YU, we lived Makas. We sat on Levavah, I think, for a good month. At least a month, and the shot would die back and forth. We're trying to make it in an hour, or 45 minutes. So, we're trying to test this new hypothesis of the Re. That Eid HaMeid, but don't tell anyone, you don't need a real Eid HaMeid, Vasachas Mamish, even Meid Zechazeh, 10 hours apart, is also called the Tzir Fa'edim. What bothers me about that? I'll tell you what bothers me about that. Let's go back to Hamid Bays for a second. So, on the Hamid Bays, when the Mishnah begins, in the bottom of Hamid Bays, I'll be Shnameid, I'm sorry, you must amaze. So to teach me the whole series of different dinim, we just jumped to the end of the Mishnah, but now we have a few other dinim first. Mashlosha mezimus hashnayim, hashnayim is in Masagimel, that just as three edim can be mazim two edim can be mazim three edim, with nine if you meyah, tablam edim, basically trekemeh, two against 100 edim, two is all the same. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mashnayim ein erogim achiu shreem zeremin. In order to kill Edom Zomim, you have to prove that both Edom was Zomim. You have to say Manu Yisem to both of the Edom. Edom Zomim is only when the second set of Edom say to the first set, "You guys are with us." We don't know whether the murder happened or not, but one thing we know for a fact: what you said isn't true because Manu Yisem, you were with us. So the Mishnah says, "How do I know that? Let's say there are 10 Edom testified about the murder, and 9 of them are proven to be Zomim, so they all go scot free." Because just as if you have two Edom Zomim, they're only punished if they're both proven to be Edom Zomim. So too, if you have 10, 100, 1,000, a million, it doesn't make a difference. So these are all part of these drushes of Shnayim and Shlosha. So about all these drushes of Shnayim and Shlosha comes the Gemara in Vavim and Aleph, where the Gemara begins, Amar Rabba, Vahu She'idu Kulam B'Techadei Dibur, Vamed Devar Mamurim, that Edom are joined together for the parasha of Achu Kulam Zomimim, or other halachas. This is only true if they were made together, within a second or two of each other, within the amount of time to say Shavalach HaRevi, Revi Boi, whatever the shir is. So this reading now, the Chari doesn't make any sense. Because once you tell me that we're working in the world of Edei Haggadah, we're no longer working in the world of Riyas HaMais, that the Re rejected ages ago. We're in the Parsha of Haggadah. That's the process, that's the part of Eidus that's going to join and link them into one unit. The Gemara, it has to be Vasachas. So we don't understand the Re's tightrope. He put us into the category of Eid HaMeid, and then he said, doesn't really mean Eid HaMeid, Mamsh Vasachas. Even Vasachazah, 10 hours apart, 100 hours, a month apart is also good. And he was forced to that because otherwise it's against Rebbe. So I don't understand. Evachal, don't understand. How could that be so? If the Gemara says Pem Mole, vis-a-vis the other dinim in the Mishnah, vis-a-vis the din of Eina Edim Nerogan Achezush Kulam, that means all the Edim were made in Techte Dibur. If you're made 10 minutes later, you're not part of the Kaat. So, my eye, my Mishnah, that when it comes to the din of Nimtechar of Apostle, you join together even if it's not Techte Dibur. And when it comes to Eina Edim Nasim Zoymimin, you don't join together unless it's Techte Dibur. My eye, what's the difference between the two? So the Re has to say there's a difference. There's no question he has to say there's a difference. So let's go back to the bottom of the Tosis again and vote on the health. Where Tosis said, V'yesh loymar, what we're concerned with is, Mishum depa'amim shol yeda zeh bazeh, V'yarda echad ach bishik v'heid ach v'vezeh, V'yafilu ira li'achi k'tei dibor, V'yikomach v'yidusim v'teila, Mishum depa'kshir shlosh l'shnayim, V'yimtzakar v'pas m'zeh chazeh. Afal pizach the Re, even though I admit that for the din of Achi Azum Akulam, for the requirement that we can't meet out of punishment for Eidim Zomim, for the all Eidim Zomim, then it's only Techle Dibur. I got that, says the Re. I also read the Gemara Vavam and Aleph. But I'm telling you that vis-a-vis the din of Din Tzichar Fossil, you don't need Vasachas Mamish. I'm just retired. Make up your mind. What is Mitzar of Eidim? Are Eidim Mitzurah through a Dibur, a Dibur Vasachas, or a Filu B'Zeh Chazeh? So make up your mind. In one area of halacha it's one way, in another area of halacha it's another way. No, read Mamash Pella. What Rabbi say? Mamash Pella. Shapella. Shapella in the read. This is purely arbitrary. So it is not my kasha, this is Tosis kasha. We have to go back a little bit. Tosis. Back on the bottom of the Aleph. If you take a look at the Tosfos Masa Amarava, so Tosfos on the top is already anticipating the problems that you have at the bottom. So in the middle of the Tosfos, Lekach Nira. The first one is the Ka'amar. First one is the Ka'amar, it's a couple of lines down. Lekach Nira. The low koi, this requirement of Teich Be'Dibur that Rava says, this is only referring to Rak Adin De'edim Zemimim, the Ka'amar Achezum Akuvah. That requirement that the Edom are not punished, so the Ovum Be'edim Zemimim, that requires the definition of a group is Haggadah B'Teich Be'Dibur. Uba'ha Ka'amar Dafka Ki'idu Kulum B'Teich Be'Dibur. Tezeh Be'edis Echad. Uba'inan Achezum Akuvah. Aval He'idu Mitzasa b'teich de'dibu, or mitzasa achik de'dibu. There's a break between the sets of Eidim. You can't have shtei kitim, kitas. The law, but even after zumakulam. So says Tosfos, that's true. Rava's statement when Rava said v'hu she'idu kul b'teich de'dibu, that was going on the din about shezum u'shneim. Aval so zaktos, like they say later on. Aval le'inyan nimtza echakar v'posol. Afim nimtza mehani she'idu le'achik de'dibu dusu b'teila. When it comes to the psul of, when it comes to the din of Nitzach Harav Apostle, so then you cannot insist on Vasach as Mamash, because if you do, then you're against Rebbe's whole critique. So, Frektoises v'yum teimar maishno. Akash, what's the difference? Purely arbitrary. V'yeshloimar. I never remember Toises has this lashon. Toises v'yum teimar maishno v'yeshloimar shno shno. It's very different. The two are not the mamshik. The chmeni shachiluk says this. Listen to the lom de shachiluk. The daf begabi nimtze echad nein korav apostol choshev kichad edus kishe idul lach kidei dibur vishum sheim oimim emes v'yimkein edusan hischil mireiya shalahem mireiya shalahem hoisav asachas imo edim. I think that's what Danny was trying to say. Says Tosfos, when you're dealing with edim who are telling the truth, they all saw the murder. The Krovim saw the murder, the Rechokim, the Kshayim, everybody saw the murder. It's not a question whether the murder happened. The question is, do we have Edom Kshayim who are reporting, or Edom Sulam who are mixing into the problem? Comes tells us, if we know that there was a murder, so the Edos really began B'Shash Re'iyas Abaisa. So the Re'iyas Abaisa is really the Mitzarev. Eloah, Re'iyas Abaisa is a Mitzarev. But the din of Dimtze Echav Edom Karev Apostle still requires what? Mekayim what? Mekayim Dover. And you're not called the Mekayim Dover unless you open up your mouth and based it. So comes Tosfos and says the role of the Haggadah of Edom is not to unify the Edom. The Edom are unified on the street already. They already joined together to become a unit on the street because Lamaisa, there was a Rias and Maisa. So there are really two different aspects that are playing out here to create the din of Nitzach Harav Apostle. Number one, you have to have a shame mekayim davar. And number two, you have to have a tzirut between the Eidim. But those two things don't have to happen in the same process. So the Re'iyas HaMaisa serves as the mitzarif, because there was a Re'iyas HaMaisa. The role of a Goddess Eidus is not to be mitzarif. The role of a Goddess Eidus is simply to create, to fulfill that Torah requirement, that prerequisite to mekayim davar. So you just add two and two equals four. So I have my Re'iyas HaMaisa, which was my mitzaref, and I have my Mekabe Dover, I'm home free. Is there any reason to insist on a Haggadah Eidus B'Teich De'Dibur Mechadeisen? Teich De'Dibur is a Shia Tziruf. I already have a Tziruf. The Tziruf I was already Yaitse back in the time of the Re'iyas HaMaisa. But if I'll be Eidim Zeinim, when it comes to the second and the other din of the Mishnah, the first din of the Mishnah, about is this a one group for the purposes of declaring you need Achaz Mekulam, She'ein an Oimim Emes. They're not telling us the truth. What does that mean? What do you mean they're not telling us the truth? Therefore what? If they're not telling us the truth, therefore what didn't exist? There never was a Re'iyah, because there never was a Ma'aseh. The whole thing was a lie. There never was a Re'iyah. So now, the Hashas HaGod has a dual role to fulfill. The Hashas HaGod has to give the Hashem aid. It's got to do much more than that. It's got to create a tzirf as well. What a lumdus mamshib sahab. Sharp lumdus from Tzitzis. By Nimtzachar Apostle, you could suffice with the Haggadah Shaloi K'tayich Tzitzis, because all you need is to fulfill the Dinam HaKadidah, which you're doing. When it comes to Eden Zayman, you have to do much more than that. You have to create a Tzirup, and a Tzirup doesn't exist from Ria, then it wasn't Ria. It requires a Haggadah, and the Haggadah has to be K'tayich Tzitzis. And who is responsible for this Teretz? So remember, when we first learned this, we were all like blown away. So if you just read it, what it says, came near the Mashiach. So when you realize what Mashiach is Rashi Tev is for, Meir Sheyichya. Tez is quoting one of the Rebbeim, and the parents of it was, the Meir Sheyichya. So the Rebbe was still alive, but Meir Sheyichya, not the Mashiach. So when you learn this Gemara, if someone tells you, oh, the Mashiach's shot, that's the Meir Sheyichya. So wow, look at the Tez just to return the world upside down. To solve the dilemma of Kedushin Gittin. Mamash, the world upside down. They asked the Kashak, we have Gittin Kedushin. They said, oh, the Reish Pshat. They asked the Kashak from Horgyat, that was how Gittin we have Maskot. Then they asked the Kashak from Rebbe's critique against the Din, and they said, oh, no, you don't need Agada Vasachas, you just need Agada, that's all. Just a regular Agada is good enough, and that's enough to earn the critique of Rebbe. And then they said, really? You don't need Agada Vasachas? But other than in the Mishnah you do. So then he says, no, Shna Ushna, and they give you a whole shtickle, the whole round, the whole shtickle, clearly, to explain what the Shna Ushna is.
So why then does Rebbe, why is he mechalek with the idea of Hasra in the Mishnah? It also should only be a Tchila.
Okay, so Rebbe had a whole nother moment. Rebbe viewed Hasra as a major factor. We're not even going to really focus on Rebbe, because we're not even going to pass like Rebbe. Rebbe had a different factor, Lagamre, that was thrown into this equation to determine a tzir. Rebbe couldn't believe that Eidim were not actively participating in ruin things for us. We just ruined them as Kamanda Leisa. So Rebbe's almost going down a different track. So Ad Kan, Divrei. So I would ask you, what are the two things that are, in a sense, forcing the Reish position? So one is the kashrut of how are getting good, how are Kedushin good. That's a pretty powerful kasha. And number two is that the resort in the words Mekamidavar Kos Medavar. If we can reject those two hochachas, then we may be able to reject the Re entirely. We're only bound to the Re's teretz because we have these two kashas, these two one's a kasha, one's a pshat and a gemara. But if we can come up with some other creative way of solving the problem of getting the kedushin, then they were not bound to the reason hoshtu gotar b'tchilu v'atzayf. And maybe there's another pshat in the kind of davar kosh v'davar. Maybe it doesn't even mean it. Maybe it kind of said it wrong. Maybe it means something totally different. So the reish pshat is fascinating with the kash that tuts from shat tayv. At the end of the day, there may be other mahalachim in the rishonim out there. So the emes says there is another mahalachim rishonim out there. It's actually someone relative to the reel before the ring. It was the Rashbam. The Rashbam was the Re's uncle. Rashbam and Benatam. Rashbam and Benatam and the Re's mother were all siblings. So the Rashbam was an older uncle to Re. So the Rashbam disagrees with the Re. The Rashbam appears to be Tasra. So hopefully next week we'll start to analyze the Rashbam a little bit. But the basic thrust of the Rashbam read a whole singing of Masa Kufi Dalid to come to the conclusion that the whole Hanoch of the Re is not correct. That requirement of an aid Mayid, and without aid a Mayid, so the ball doesn't get started, that fundamental premise is flawed, and therefore we have to answer the Gittin Kedushin Kasha with a totally different way, which is going to hopefully take us back to Kedushin Mem Gimel a little bit, back to that Yichud Eidim that we tossed out the window at the beginning of this year. And of course, the Rashbam is then going to have to address the Sugya on Makas Davav. So if Yakum Dav, Makavi Dav, because it doesn't mean what the Re thought it meant, so what does it mean? We'll look for all three shots. We got a lot of work cut out for us. Up to now, we did the Reef Pshat, so we'll finish from next week. We'll try to give equal time, we'll try to give equal time to the Rashbam.